At the U.S. Olympic Training Center in Colorado this week, military veterans are getting ready for the second annual Warrior Games. Injured and ill servicemen and women, 220 in all, will compete in seven different sports. NPR's Jeff Brady introduces us to one of the participants.
We're in a gym at Fort Carson, just outside Colorado Springs. There's a volleyball net in the center. It's hung low so it touches the floor.
Everybody's got different injuries, and some of the guys are double amputees, some are single amputees below the waist.
That's Savage Margraf. She's 24 years old and a member of the Marine Corps sitting volleyball team. Some of her teammates are the soldiers you've heard a lot about, injured by a roadside bomb or another combat-related injury. Others are accident victims or suffering from an illness. Sitting volleyball does not mean everyone is in a wheelchair. They're sitting on the floor and scooting around using whatever limbs they have to propel themselves.
The first day of practice, I was like, holy crap, this is really hard. Like, this is actually a sport where having legs is a disadvantage because they get in the way.
Margraf is one of the few who has both her arms and legs. She suffers from a traumatic brain injury that doctors attribute to a couple of bad falls she took while serving in Iraq. One was from a watchtower on the Syrian border.
And I was helping get a 50 cal barrel down. It's a machine gun. And we had to change out the barrels because there was a sandstorm. And I was helping one of the other guys do it. And as I was coming down the stair, the second stair from the top broke and I fell.
Now Margraf says she has trouble with her vision. She was medically retired in 2008 at 21 years old. Most of the people on this team appear to be in their 20s and 30s. Margraf says she also was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. She had surgery just a few weeks back.
I still have a pretty gruesome scar.
Margraf says she's feeling good now, though, certainly well enough to compete. Her teammate, Jesse Shagg, had his right leg amputated after a motorcycle accident in 2009. He played sitting volleyball in the first Warrior Games last year.
You know, you got six people on each side just trying to get the ball over the net.
The court is smaller than for standing volleyball. Still, Shagg says players move around a lot.
It's all about speed and you got to have good hands. You got to be able to react with your hands on the floor and then bring them up to get the ball. So that'd probably be pretty difficult for most people.
Shagg is one of the designated setters for the team. He sets up the ball so someone else can slam it over the net. Everyone has a role, including Savage Margraf.
Oh, she's a great passer. She gets the ball to the setter almost every time she touches the ball.
So she's good at aiming then?
Yeah. She'll play the back row. She'll be one of the back three people, and she passes the ball great.
The Department of Defense and the U.S. Olympic Committee organized the Warrior Games. Margraf says the competition is fun, but she's really here for inspiration.
We have a swimmer that's double amputee and blind, and he's swimming. It's like, how can you not come to this and leave with some sort of motivation and know that there are people that are way worse than you, and they are trying?
The Warrior Games continue through this week in Colorado Springs with the sitting volleyball finals on Saturday. Jeff Brady, NPR News.